Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have how many minutes?
14 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker. Today happens to be the final day of the budget debate, and I am deeply conscious of the fact that we need to finally make our comments relating to the Finance Ministry's budget performance. But yet, since the horrible incidents that have taken place in Gaza over the last few days, I rise today wearing this shawl to invite this House's conscience to look at the terrible incidents that is now unfolding in Gaza once again. Mr. Deputy Speaker, Israel has resumed military operations after refusing to renew or renegotiate ceasefire, and this has led to significant humanitarian, social, political, and legal concerns in the region. Already, over 500 Palestinians have died, including women, children, and there have been reported casualties rising day by day. The Palestinians in Gaza are in the midst of Ramadan. Like every Muslim in the world, it's a month of patience, resilience, caring and sacrifice, and deep spiritual reflection for Muslims all over the world. Unconscionably, the hapless Palestinians are attacked even at a time when they are engaged in taking their pre-dawn meal to start the fast. However, the reality is that the area they are cramped in is under military siege, where food supplies have been completely cut off, like access to Medicare and life-saving emergency health services. Almost all of the medical facilities in Gaza are non-operational. Worsening health conditions, it was a result of a continued bombings and on hospitals and killings of doctors and nurses, both now and earlier before the ceasefire for over the last 15 months. Children and women are apparently clear targets of these highly abominable attacks. And mass displacements and families are reported exacerbated by genocidal conditions imposed on the Gazan population. Mr. Deputy Speaker, destruction of homes, hospitals, schools, universities, and UN facilities continues to escalate. It adds further to the debris that the civilian infrastructures have been reduced to for the past 15 months, leaving civilians without basic necessities. Mr. Speaker, Deputy Speaker, the United Nations has condemned the airstrikes as violations of international law and demanded civilian protection. A few Western countries and Saudi Arabia have urged for a ceasefire and have affirmed their commitment to jointly leading efforts to ensure that a two-state solution is vigorously pursued. Even the Arab League and the OIC have done the same. But there is a catch here, Mr. Deputy Speaker. For a two-state solution to be of any relevance at all, first and foremost, Israel should be denied legitimacy of its relentless campaign aimed to create facts on the ground. Sadly, it is on this point that some otherwise influential Arab countries, unfortunately, including the UAE and Turkey, need to do more beyond mere exhortations. Countries including Jordan, Egypt, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Iran have condemned Israeli attacks, labeling them as war crimes and urging immediate ceasefire. Mr. Deputy Speaker, it is absolutely shocking, however, that the United States continues to back Israel despite global calls for restraint. President Trump got financial and military assistance, worth US dollars 18 billion approved in an effort to enable Israel to finish its unfinished job. In a comment that outraged the conscience of the humanity, he stated publicly that the United States would take over and develop Gaza as a Riviera of the Middle East. This drew widest possible protest from the Arab and Islamic world and from other quarters as well. Arab countries led by Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Qatar met in Egypt immediately following the statement to offer an alternative plan for reconstruction of Gaza and restoration of political authority, demonstrating their commitment to taking responsibility in their hands without U.S. involvement.
Gaza is not for sale.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Yes. This is what they think. It is not up for sale. It is for grabbing land. This is their main. It's not to even pay and take it. They want to grab the land for themselves. Although, in a subsequent remark, President Trump was reported to have said, nobody was asking the people of Gaza to leave. All signals coming from the U.S. as well as Netanyahu with brutal military onslaught indicate beyond any shadow of doubt that the U.S. is making the people of Gaza hear a completely opposite message through the language of the U.S.-empowered barrels of Israeli genocidal guns and airstrikes. Honorable Deputy Speaker, despite the U.S.-Israeli thrust on manipulative campaign to avoid developing countries from joining the outrageous and unconscious actions and to condemn them, these outrageous violations of international law and laws of warfare, several countries have stood up to expose their genocidal war crimes. Now, Bangladesh urged the UN to act immediately and protect the civilians. Bolivia and Belize severed diplomatic ties with Israel, citing human rights violations. Chile and Colombia recalled ambassadors, condemning the violence as disproportionate and illegal. Honduras condemned what it describes as genocide against Palestinians. Many Asian and African countries have taken similar or more courageous stands. South Africa, for instance, condemned Israeli military campaign and gross violations of human rights and humanitarian law in no uncertain terms. It filed an application, argued, seeking provisional measures and obtained orders from the International Court of Justice on the grounds that Israel was committing genocide in Gaza. The ICJ ordered Israel to take steps to prevent acts of genocide and facilitate humanitarian aid. Our biggest neighbor, India, seems, however, to have lost its moral voice, with allegations mounting that some citizens of that country are fighting alongside Israeli defense forces. Very unfortunate. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Singapore, Honorable Vivian Balakrishnan, the counterpart of our Foreign Minister, Honorable Vijay Thehara, stated recently in Parliament, Singapore supports the right of Palestinian people to a homeland of their own. We believe that the only viable path for achieving a comprehensive, just and durable solution to this long-standing conflict is a negotiated two-state solution, consistent with the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. Honorable Deputy Speaker, Israeli war on Gaza and its oppressive, inhuman occupation of Palestinian territory, including West Bank and East Jerusalem, have caused horrendous violations of human rights and humanitarian law. The failure to distinguish between civilians and combatants violates Geneva Conventions. Civilian casualties and infrastructure destruction contravene proportionality principles. The blockade on essential supplies amounts to collective punishment, which is prohibited under international law. Strikes on hospitals, schools, and UN facilities breach legal protections for civilian infrastructure. When we stood accused relating to the final phase of the war in Pudumathalan and Mullivaikal, the entire international community was urged by Western countries and many others, even our diaspora, wanted action taken against us. Now, we have to also conscientiously stand up While the ICJ has determined that Israeli actions leading to most of these concerns are a direct violation of human rights and humanitarian law, the International Criminal Court, however, has issued an arrest warrant against Netanyahu on potential charges of war crimes. Honourable Deputy Speaker, the most abominable and most horrendous attacks on Gaza and the hapless Palestinians should stop immediately. It is important that Sri Lanka should join growing international call for immediate ceasefire to stop hostilities and prioritize humanitarian aid. Mr. Deputy Speaker, our country should also support the demand for accountability for violations of international humanitarian and human rights law by the Israelis. We are a nation that has given moral leadership to the cause of Palestine over decades. We should now cast off recent months' strategic stupor. We must make our presence felt in the anti-colonial...
Honourable Rauf Hakim, you have two more minutes of your time allocated.
...independent nations and demonstrate leadership to the international community, especially smaller nations, to amplify their voices and push for justice and peace. There are increasing calls globally for arms embargoes and sanctions against Israel. Sri Lanka needs to watch developments carefully and should study what it should do to help achieve peace in the wider region through restoring our one-time globally acclaimed disarmament and non-proliferation leadership. As a responsible nation, it is prudent, without further delay, to do all that is possible to keep the country and its people from falling victim to Israeli strategic designs. We cannot be so gullible as to be made enemy of each other and to cause mayhem and chaos in this country just because there is love for Israeli money and their investments in our lands and infrastructures. The Minister of Foreign Affairs should refocus its attention on the Israeli-Palestinian question and show initiative and leadership in addressing concerns with a view to warding off any future challenges to the country. Defence Ministry should dispassionately do an assessment of its national and international security interests and concerns and get its priorities right. National reconciliation and unity can never be advanced by facilitating or turning a blind eye to undue and coercive Israeli influence in Sri Lanka. It is all the more urgent that the government issue a statement clearly expressing its stand in relation to brutally oppressive Israeli occupation and the horrendous Israeli war on Gaza and the Palestinian people as a whole. Therefore, Mr. Deputy Speaker, I am urging that the Foreign Ministry takes note of this and come out of their slumber and issue a statement condemning what has happened in the Gaza territory during the last few days and to at least call for immediate restraint. We are keeping mum. What is the meaning of this? Our Foreign Ministry must now speak up as many other countries have spoken up. Right? This is why I thought I should make use of this opportunity to bring some pressure on the government to take a bold stand now to decry the actions of Israelis in the occupied territories. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker.